Happy Wednesday, Squamish. We might have had a cool, rainy weekend, but looking ahead to this coming Saturday and Sunday, the temperatures are on the rise. Squamish meteorologist Jason Ross says high pressure will build towards the middle of the week, with warmer and drier conditions with high temperatures pushing into the 30s by the weekend. Today, August 20th will see a high of 22°C and a low of 10°C with a 40% chance of showers early this morning. Annual pool closure. The district has announced that the annual Brennan Park Recreation Center pool maintenance shutdown begins September 3. Aquatics programs and lessons will start again on October 11. During the shutdown, maintenance works are completed to ensure the longevity of the aquatic center and to help prevent larger, more costly problems from occurring in the future. This year's shutdown has been extended in order to complete work related to the Brennan Park Recreation Center renovation project, reads the district alert. Moon phase. The moon is in its waning crescent phase, meaning getting smaller. The moon's illumination is currently 7.48%, meaning that is the percentage of the moon illuminated by the sun, according to phasesmoon.com. It is 26.93 days old and currently located in the Pisces constellation. How sound conditions. The water temperature in How Sound today is 14°C at the Halibut Bank buoy, according to Environment and Climate Change Canada. However, this may not reflect near-shore water temperatures closer to Squamish. The source seatemperature.info says Squamish's water temp in Howe Sound is 18.3°C, based on 10 years of data. If you have a better daily Howe Sound water temperature source, email us, news@squamishchief.com. Allergens. According to Aerobiology Research Laboratory's data, this is the pollen situation in our region. Today. Pollen. Low. Spores. Moderate. Today's top allergens. Cedar, cypress, juniper, thuja. Low. True grasses. Low. Box elder, maple, none. Tomorrow, August 21. Pollen. Low. Spores. Moderate. Top allergens. Cedar, cypress, juniper, thuja. Low. True grasses. Low. Box elder, maple, none. August 22. Pollen. Low. Spores. Moderate. Other stuff you should know. Stage 2 water conservation begins. The District of Squamish has implemented Stage 2 water restrictions as of August 18 due to current reservoir levels. Even with the rain we have had, it was not enough to significantly bolster the water supply. Stage 2 divides the community into 7 areas, and provides each area with one day between specific times upon which they can water with a sprinkler. Monday, Valleycliff, Hospital Hill, Sea and Sky. Tuesday, Downtown. Wednesday, Dentville, Business Park, North Yards. Thursday, Loggers Lane East, University Heights. Friday, Garibaldi Highlands. Saturday, Garibaldi Estates. Sunday, Brackendale. Even addresses. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Odd addresses. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This year we have moved to Stage 2 1 month later than previous years. Thank you, Squamish, for your continued efforts and support in being water-wise, said the district in a social media post. Learn more at squamish.ca/water. Britannia Beach and Furry Creek water restrictions. Watering restrictions are also in effect for Britannia Beach and Furry Creek as of June 1, the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, announced in its newsletter. Britannia Beach and Furry Creek water system users are asked to limit their use of water for sprinkling and irrigation to the following times. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The SLRD requires all residents of local water systems to exercise good water conservation practices. Water restrictions are an effective way of ensuring everyone has enough treated drinking water during dry summer months. With population growth and climate change, there is increasing pressure on our water supplies, reads the newsletter. Be wildfire smart. Asterisk important reminder. A complete campfire ban is in effect across our region due to heightened wildfire risk this summer season. Currently, on August 20th, the fire danger rating in our region is 3, or moderate. According to the Provincial Wildfire Service, a moderate danger rating means that forest fuels are drying and there is an increased risk of surface fires starting. Carry out any forest activities with caution. The BC Wildfire Service notes that over the three long weekends of this summer, the Wildfire Prevention Ambassador Program, Squawusevenmeshekswumix, Squamish Nation, Land Guardians, and Natural Resource Officers are activating an information kiosk at the entrance to the Upper Squamish Valley Forest Service Road. Representatives will be sharing messages about safe use of open fire, campfire prohibitions, how to report suspected illegal activities, and more. The BC Wildfire Service Fire Wardens and Squamish Nation Land Guardians will increase patrols in the valley for prevention, detection, and reporting of wildfires and illegal activities, the post reads. The Conservation Officer Service will also be deployed for environmental compliance and enforcement, shared stewardship and public safety. They were out over BC. Day-long weekend and will be out in force from Friday, August 29th to Sunday, August 31. Conservation Officers Service crews have also been actively patrolling for illegal campfires and ticketed multiple people last weekend. Auditors checking totes. The district has alerted folks who receive curbside collection for your garbage, organics and recycling that they may see auditors checking their recycling totes through the summer. Their goal is to identify misplaced materials and provide feedback to residents by leaving a feedback tag on your tote, reads the district post to its social media. The Muni says questions can be directed via email to zerowaste@squamish.ca. If you are not sure where an item goes, check the Waste Wizard at squamish.ca/wastewizard. Reduce, reuse, recycle. The district reminds locals that Squamish Docks Recycling, located at 40,446 Government Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The Recycle Hub accepts a variety of recyclable materials, including glass, flexible plastics, foam packaging, paper and cardboard, containers, plastic, metal, and paper. Live view of the Stawamis Chief Down Arrow.